You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Biggest rival got to be Cleveland. I'm 29 years old. I feel like it's always been Cleveland owning this division.
Yeah.
Kansas City is the biggest threat, in my opinion, signed Jason in Royal Oak. Hatred, I have more towards the Knicks than the Guardians at the moment, from an unnamed ticket texter. And teams I hate more than the Guardians in Detroit right now, Packers, Vikings, Bears, Senators, Pacers, and the Yankees. Tom in Flat Rock. Go figure, Catio guy is at peace with losing. That's not what I meant. I'm saying, you guys
what you said.
I'm not at peace with losing. I'm at peace with like how the season...
Having lost to the Guardians.
John, we had our chances. We didn't get robbed. We didn't get screwed. We lost to a better team. We weren't going to win the World Series. I'm really not heartbroken about it the way it sounds like you and Tom are. I'm on to bigger and better things.
I'm just bitter. I'm still bitter about it. Like, you lost. You had a chance to move on. They ended your season.
Yeah, I'm not heartbroken. I mean, in the end, I think the better team won. I thought one of the... things that, because we focused so much on losing last year, that Cleveland earned that.
Yes.
Their closer closed us out in 4 and 5, especially 4 here at Comerica Park. David Fry hit a big-time home run. You take away that home run, the Tigers win the series. I'm not heartbroken anymore, but I'm still, like, my hatred towards them has been unearthed this morning. I hate David Fry. Okay? I forgot I hated David Fry until it kind of just, and he's not even going to play this weekend.
No, but so some of this is, you had game 4 in Detroit, can't knock a guy in. Game 5, your ace on the mound, he serves up a meatball grand slam. Like, Detroit had their chances. And but the other thing is, I feel like it was the start of something. Like, reflecting back, like, it feels like the start of something. Now watching Detroit take the next step this year. So I think that helps cushion it for me, is like, oh, that was just step one of what is now going to be a race to a title now.
I mean, all those things are right. I mean, yeah, was Cleveland a better team last year? Sure. Should they have won the series? Sure. There were better teams that didn't make the postseason than probably the Detroit Tigers. But the fact of the matter was, you end the season. There's only one team in all of baseball, in any sport, that ends happy at the end of the year. And I'm not going to sit there and say I was happy because they went on a historic run. Sure, it gave you hope. It was the start of something. It appears to be the start of something. But they still beat you. And there can still be bitterness about them beating you.
And it might take some time for the juices to get flowing with this rivalry this year. Yeah. Because they don't have Fry and Thomas to get maybe booed there. Classe hasn't been quite himself, and Josh Naylor's not there either, and he was the most hated person on that team. But maybe when the Tigers go to Cleveland here in a little bit, and those guys are back, and Scooble starts in Cleveland,
sure,
and they hate him down there. They hate Scooble.
Fire it back up.
More than I hate David Fry.
Fire it back up. I said it. They're the biggest threat in this division right now, despite the fact they're in fourth place. They have the experience. They have the titles. They've been where we want to be. It's a big series this weekend.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. All right. Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, a budding rivalry as well. Mm-hmm. The tush push stays in the game of football after they failed to get enough votes to ban it yesterday. Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson have two very different opinions on the tush push. Let's play the audio. This is Dan Campbell back at the owners' meetings in March with the correct opinion. That's how it's got to be. Look, it's a skill issue. That play requires skill. It requires execution. It requires talent. Certain types of football players, heavy offensive line, quarterback who can squat 1 million pounds. Not everybody can do what the Eagles are doing. It's a skilled play. It's not a play that just anybody can pull off. So right. Then you don't punish teams for being better than you. You compete. That's the right mentality from Dan Campbell.
Skill leads to execution, and the Eagles execute that play better than anybody else. And whether it's because of Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position, it's whoever they've got pushing him, it's the offensive line. Like, they have all parts, all cylinders on that play are all pumping.
Ben Johnson had a different opinion. Likes big plays and he cannot lie. Maybe explains the third and short empty set.
Good, yeah. I love the response by the whoever was interviewing.
Sounds like
him.
A reporter, yeah.
You don't like do you not downs? Like first downs or touchdowns?
Hello.
Like, it doesn't happen that often. It gets highlighted and it gets talked about because it feels. And for the large part, it's unstoppable. And you've got to find a way to counterpunch. But what have we seen throughout the course of time? When somebody comes up with something new in sports, there's somebody on the other side that finds a way to counter it. It's taken some time. And it could just simply be mass versus mass.
My thing on this all along has been, if it was a loophole everybody was exploiting equally, okay, we're going to have a league-wide conversation about changing the rule. If one team's doing it better than everybody else, that's called being better. That's what sports are. We wouldn't punish Steph Curry because he can make threes from behind half court. We wouldn't go, that's illegal now because he does it better than everybody.
Yeah.
A 6'5 receiver wins the jump ball. You can't throw fades to 6'5 receivers because it's not fair. It's not fair that Philly's bigger and stronger than everybody they play. I'm sorry, then the answer is to put more beef there or avoid third and shorts and fourth and shorts.
That's the ultimate goal that's been the goal of defenses over time. Be good on first and second down so you don't have to worry about third and short. It's trying to put them in long down and distance situations. That's the way that you beat the tush push. Don't allow them to do it. Don't be in that position. It's going to happen. It may not happen every single game, but it will happen. And for those that say there's no skill involved, I would encourage you to try and line up with 300 pounders across from you and try to snap a ball consistently to a quarterback, stay low, move your feet so that you can get a little bit of movement up front, allowing the quarterback to move forward. Yes, there he is strong, and he gets help from others that are pushing him forward, but there is great skill in the center position, in both guards, in tackles, of the right footwork, the pad level, the execution of it. It's not an easy thing to do. If it was,
everyone
would be doing it.
Yeah, I respect where Dan Campbell's coming from. Like, it's going to make his team's life harder, but it's the spirit of competition.
Yeah,
we're going to work harder. We're going to have a solution. We're going to have our own wrinkles, and we're going to try to beat them without changing the rules because we can't stop them. That's the position I respect. What I don't respect is Goodell or either some of these owners in the league insinuating it's a dangerous play with no data to back it up.
Right.
Other people saying it's a boring play. Well, so is just a traditional QB sneak. That's boring. Falling forward for a half yard. Ban that play too. Ban any play that's boring. It should only be fun and exciting plays.
Yeah, the injury thing just that it has no legs to stand on. because there is no data to back it up. Jalen Hurts hasn't missed time because of this play. Offensive linemen, other players haven't missed time because of this play. Defensive linemen haven't missed time because of this play. It's just, it's not there. If you don't like it, then just say, I don't like it. But you can't sit there and name all of these reasons that aren't real reasons. If you don't like it and you think it's too hard to stop, it gives them too much of an advantage, you're just soft. You're just simply soft. Ben Johnson, you're going to show your true colors, and he's soft. It doesn't mean he's not a great play caller. There's a lot of things that we appreciate about what he did here in Detroit. But if you don't like this play because it's not an explosive play, that's your reason. That's fine. But then do you not like converting third and short and allowing for an explosive play in the next set of downs?
Exactly. I mean, how do we feel if the Lions on that third and short don't go empty and just kind of go, quote, boring?
Yeah, boring.
They don't play
David
for
Montgomery for a first down.
Hey, there you go. Live for a new set of downs in the red zone.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, you don't get to take Dan Campbell with you. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your only call to be shown experienced law firm, and it should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes that got you jammed up, you need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
All right, ticket, text, phone calls, tush, push, stays in the game of football. Dan Campbell says good. Ben Johnson said he's not a tush, push guy. Let's get to Joel and Fenton. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got a question because there doesn't seem to be clarification on this tush, push. Both sides of the ball should be allowed to do the same thing. And the question that I'm finding is unconclusive is, can the defensive players create a wedge to stop the tush push by assisting the other defensive players to push through the line of scrimmage.
I believe they can.
I guess that's really the whole boiling point, I think, of this play, is if they're allowed to do that, or if the offensive players are allowed to do that, then the defensive players should be allowed to also.
I believe otherwise, the only thing the defense is not allowed to do is leave their feet and land on top of an offensive or defensive lineman. Like, they're not allowed to, unless they can clear the line and hit the quarterback, but, you know,
that doesn't happen.
And in this play, it's just, well, it's too compact.
Yeah, if the case is that the defense can do the same thing as the offensive players, then I'm fine with the tush-push rule. But if the rules are not equally on both sides of the ball, then that implies a problem with the rule.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from, Joel, but I want to walk with you on this. Do you feel like the play is automatic, what the Eagles are doing, because of that?
No.
Okay, so
no.
So it can be stopped, and you'd acknowledge that not everybody can do what the Eagles are doing. Right?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that any other team in the NFL can do what the Eagles are doing on a tush push. Now, whether or not every team in the NFL has a quarterback who can take that snap and do the tush push is a different question. Is Jared Goff going to step in behind the line of scrimmage and do a tush push? I don't think so.
No.
But we might put Demo in there.
Yeah, actually, that would be the Lions' best version of doing it, would be Demo, who played quarterback in high school. John's rolling his eyes. I know it's not the same thing, but he has a good lower body strength.
Sure.
And could dig deep and get a tough yard. I mean, we've seen Detroit's offensive line carry him for 7 yards at a time. I mean, that would be our best attempt to run the tush push, would be with David Montgomery.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no question.
And
you could put LaPorta in there.
And we're allowed to. We choose not to, that's our choice. I mean, that's the beauty
of
this.
Didn't Baltimore do it with Mark Andrews?
I think they did.
I think they tried to do it with Mark Andrews.
And it was not as successful. Because there is, as much as we want to go, oh, it's just massive humanity, and it's an automatic first down, and it's a BS play, it's not automatic. It's not just a massive humanity. It does require leverage and skill and technique, and there's a reason they get away with it more than anybody else. They're better than everybody else at it.
And there's always a risk and reward. All right, if your reward is, I just simply want this first down or this touchdown, I get that. The touchdown's obviously bigger than just the first down. But the risk is if you put Demo in there or if you put any other position in there that's not a quarterback, the CQ exchange. That's where the skill and the technique also comes in.
Part of it.
Is those guys, and they're not 100% on it, but center quarterback exchange is something that is done in the course of an NFL season, thousands and thousands of times. I'm not going to put a guy that's not used to taking that snap in a critical moment with the risk of that ball being on the ground.
Couple ticket texts. Texter says, you can't do the shift in baseball anymore, a play that was basically unstoppable like the tush push. See, that's where I draw the line. Everybody was shifting and everybody was getting away with it. It was equally, this is one team you're singling out. Not everybody can do it. It's not unstoppable. It's unstoppable because one team is very good at it. Good morning, Jim. Your take is fake. Johnson didn't say he think the plays should be illegal. He said he just preferred big plays. Guys, use some context. He was asked about tush push and he's not a fan.
No. Neither is Matt LaFleur. I mean, neither are 22 other teams.
Right. 22, they needed 24.
Mm-hmm.
22 teams said, no, we don't want this play in football.
So it stays.
So it stays.
It's why it's a high bar to get over, is it needs to be a high bar. And we're talking about the tush push. There are other rules. I mean, the Lions withdrew their proposal for seeding in the playoffs because it wasn't going to happen. There's a reason the rules are in place in terms of being able to change rules. The 24 votes that it needs. It needs to be a high bar to make changes like this in the game of football.
The Eagles and 9 teams voted to keep the tush push. Those 9 teams.
Name names.
The Lions, Patriots, Ravens, Jags, Jets, Titans, Dolphins, Saints, and Browns. All right. Everybody else is soft.
Yes.
We got Dear John coming up first. Heather with the news.
Well, at league meetings on Wednesday, the NFL announced that they'll be introducing the Protector of the Year Award, which will be given to the league's best offensive lineman.
I think you misread that. It will be given to Penei Sewell from now until the end of the next decade. I mean, that's going to be his award, is it not? It
should be.
That's exciting. Be. Yep. John, they're finally recognizing offensive linemen.
It's about time. Yeah. It's only about 15 years late.
The winner will be decided by a panel that includes a number of former offensive line greats.
Oh.
John, did you get a phone call?
I have not. The phone is not ringing yet.
Okay. Just keep waiting. Yes. Also announced on Wednesday, the Buffalo Bills will be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks this summer during training camp. The show is going to premiere August 5th, 9 p.m. This is the first time the Bills have been selected for this series. Roger Goodell also announced that the NFC East will be the focus of the in-season Hard Knocks, which will feature all four teams in the division.
I think those are both great choices. Okay. They're great choices.
They are.
There's a lot of drama in the East, and the Bills are a team that everybody's invested in.
Yeah. Oh, I think both of those are going to be great. I can't wait for that first week of August, that first episode.
Let's go. This is interesting, I guess. Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
Everything that comes out of his mouth
is... I didn't know if you were going to do this story.
Yeah, I'm going to do it because we've got sound. Why not? He recently made a really bizarre admission about Aaron Hernandez. I don't know if you heard this or not. He appeared on Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he admitted that he actually encouraged Hernandez to pleasure himself during meetings, team meetings.
John, you ever seen anything like that in the film
I've
room?
I've never seen anything like that in the film room. I understand the concept of egging someone on to do something crazy. I don't know that I would sit there and... I can tell you, I know I wouldn't sit there and watch it, but to try and get somebody to do something stupid, sure.
Okay, yeah. Then.
Okay. When Jeremy Renner had that big snowplow accident back in 2023, he says that he died for a few minutes, and at the time, he didn't want to come back. Basically, he says he was upset when he was revived because he just experienced the most exhilarating peace, the highest adrenaline rush he's ever had. And now he says his near-death experience has also changed how he lives his life. Like, he says, I'm not investing in stocks and bonds or crypto or Bitcoin. He says instead he is investing in love, shared relationships, experiences, things like that.
I think a lot of near-death experiences change people.
They have to, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy to hear that, his story. I mean,
yeah,
something I've never experienced.
It's hard to even understand it.
Have you experienced a near-death experience?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me neither.
That's why I don't understand it, yeah.
Let's see. There was a big poll on America's dating habits that just came out.
She said big poll, John.
Yes,
I
did. And it's got some interesting stats, like how many of us have been in love, been cheated on, or had a one-night stand. So it's found that 88% of Americans have been in love at least one time in their life. I guess not that surprising.
No.
It depends, obviously, how old you are, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's see what else. Oh, 77% of Americans have dumped somebody, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
52% have had a one-night stand, so a little over half. Experienced love at first sight, 43%. I feel like that was a little high.
Yeah.
Gotten back together with an ex, only 38%. I'm in that group. I wasn't polled, but I would have said yes.
That you've gotten back together with an ex?
Colin?
Yeah. Well, I guess Colin.
Colin.
Yeah.
Dated for a while, broke up for a while, got back together, and rest is history.
They were on a break.
9% of people have been in an open relationship.
Oh, what percent was that?
9.
Seems low to you?
Anything I say can and will be used against me. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John Jansen gives us life advice. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. If you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. You got to go visit Beninati Pool and Spa. Their team of experts will walk you through all the options and hook you up with the perfect tub. For me, Beninati made the entire experience a breeze. They found the tub that was just right for me and my family. They delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. And for me, having a hot tub has been a total game changer. I'm using it not only for recovery after workouts, but also just to relax in the evenings with my husband and kids. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met by Beninati experts who will personalize your experience experience and help you find the right hot tub. And if you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BenedettiPool.com or stop by the Utica or Clinton Township location and see why so many people, including me, love the Benedetti experience.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.